it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. It is the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. Those are the myriad of ways to get involved in this Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. And we have a big show on tap for you, which we'll set the table for and then start knocking things down on the other side. But as we do each and every morning, at the very top of our number one, we let you know the myriad of ways that you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Spano and Black Attack on the go and listen to it on your various devices. You can start by going to sportsbyline.com. It's the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. There's a Listen Live link that you can click on and keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, or go to our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre, be it your favorite sport or form of entertainment. That's sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and probably a few you can't, be it Android, be it Apple, be it PC, or you can even just go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. That's iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing with TuneIn Radio. A wealth of on-demand content, an app you can download to any device you can think of, and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. That's TuneIn Radio. There's, of course, Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and last but not least, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day. On the other side, we will set the table for a big Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack and then start knocking things down. You can also weigh in at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. I'm Joe Spano. We'll kick it off next here on the Spano and Black Attack.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
Get ready to tip off this Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. Again, if you prefer Twitter, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. Let's set the table for this two-hour extravaganza, then we'll start knocking things down. Hour one, I'm going to focus a little bit on the NBA. I had some interesting observations watching NBA action last night. I'm going to share them with you, and we'll kind of just bounce some things around in regards to the world of the NBA. We'll roll out hour one into hour two, and we'll start talking NFL as free agency quickly approaches. It's less than a week away, and you're starting to see some teams that are struggling with cap space, trying to do everything they can to shape their rosters and gain as much cap space as possible. So we'll talk about some of those moves. We'll also dive back into the Peyton Manning saga with Dr. Jamie Norwright. Finally saw a great and balanced reporting piece from Robert Klemko of Monday Morning Quarterback. So we'll dive into that as well. And, you know, just have a mixed bag. But all the way through, your calls are welcome at 800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. But at 25 after hour number two, kind of in the middle of it all, to kind of break up the hardcore sports talk, we're going to be joined by Ken Block. This will be fun. He's going to debut Gymkhana 8. Have you ever gone on YouTube and seen these Gymkhana videos? This is the coolest Ford Festiva you've ever seen. So, you know, Ken Block, Hoonigan Racing Division, Gymkhana 8. He'll join us at 25 after the hour. We'll talk about the wildest Ford Festiva you've ever seen. But let's dive in and let's start talking some NBA. And I'll get into some observations I had watching the NBA last night. And most notably, it was San Antonio and Golden State. And I'm not going out on a great limb here, but they're historically good. You know, we're talking about two teams that are both on pace for 70 wins or 70-plus wins. Golden State on pace right now for 75 wins, which would eclipse the Bulls and make them the, you know, would eclipse that Bulls team from 1995-96 and make the Golden State Warriors the winningest regular season give them the single season record for most regular season wins. And then you got San Antonio, who we're not even talking about very much. They're on pace for 70 wins to become the third winningest team in one single regular season of all time. That's pretty amazing. Two teams on the same side of the NBA out of the same conference, perhaps going first and third in single season, regular season wins. That's remarkable. I don't think we've ever seen a level of dominance like this with a bunch of other pretty good teams several steps back. You know, when you look at teams like the Cavs, the Raptors, the Thunder, and the Clippers, all on pace for 55-plus wins, close to 60 wins in some cases, You would look at those teams, and in any other year, you'd say to yourself, these are actual real and legitimate contenders for an NBA title that wouldn't have to take a back seat to anybody. Not this year. Two teams that are having historically good regular seasons, both with a chance to eclipse the Bulls' 1995-1996 mark of 72-10. Golden State on a pace to do it. San Antonio on nearly the same clip as the Bulls that year. And these two teams just so dominant, they look so far and away better than everybody else that we've already put both of these teams in the Western Conference Finals. And we've anointed the winner of that epic Western Conference Finals matchup as the NBA champs. As if they don't even have to play the Eastern Conference. Maybe we're getting slightly ahead of ourselves, but when you watch those two teams play and you see the efficiency with which they play the game, you look at the talent of their rosters, and you see just how much better on a night-in, night-out basis that they are in comparison to everybody else. And you say, wow, that is the case. It really is Golden State and San Antonio two, three, four steps ahead of everybody else. And that next wave of teams that's battling to win 55 to 60 games, they're barely in the rearview mirror and in the visibility of Golden State and San Antonio. That's how good those two teams seem to be right now and the way they're playing. And what we've never seen is two teams with this kind of dominance before in one season. You know, you go back to the days of Lakers, Celtics, the dominant Chicago Bulls teams with Michael Jordan. The dominant years with the Bulls, there was nothing like this. There was nobody when they were having the historically great 69 and 72 win seasons. There was nobody approaching them and actually keeping up with them. You might have had in the other conference, one year you had Seattle and one year you had Utah, and they were 60-plus win teams. But it wasn't like these two teams contending for history together with a bunch of other real good teams significantly behind them that you'd say in a normal year could contend. And in a year like this, they have no shot. This is not something we've seen. You go back to the Celtics and the Lakers, and on years where they both would win 60-plus games. The difference was they weren't alone. They'd win 60-plus, but they'd have two or three teams behind them within earshot that you actually believed had a chance to knock them off or give them a hard time in the playoffs. Whether it be on the Eastern Conference side, Philadelphia and Milwaukee. On the Western Conference side, a lot of times it would be Houston. And we saw during that magical run of the Lakers and Celtics throughout the 80s that reinvigorated the NBA, you'd see Philadelphia go to the finals a couple of times when the Celtics did not. You'd see Houston go to the finals twice when the Lakers did not. This year, you look, two teams on a historic path and nobody within earshot of them. And it's a dominance by two teams just head and shoulders above the rest of the league in a way that we have never seen. We've seen given years where one team has dominated the rest of the league and it looks like nobody else has a chance. Or we've seen the league have parity and have multiple teams be on very much equal footing. Or we've seen it where there's a handful of teams, four or five teams on that first level. We've seen all kinds of things. But the one thing we've never seen is two teams in the same year be this historically good with nobody even within earshot, to the point where we're in early March and we're already waiting for the Western Conference Finals. And we look at everything else leading up to that point as foreplay. That's the exact word I can think of, foreplay, and not much more. On the other side, we'll continue to flesh out how unique this Golden State and San Antonio run in this regular season is, and then we'll roll into some other things within the world of the NBA. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Funny how? I mean, what's funny about
it? Tommy, no, you got it all wrong.
Eh? Oh, Anthony. He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say?
You're right.
Funny how? What?
You're funny.
You mean, so? Let me understand this, because maybe it's me, but I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
You know how you tell a story? What?
No, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. Tell me what's funny.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. Last segment, we were talking about how historically good the Golden State Warriors and San Antonio Spurs have been this regular season and how we've really seen nothing like it. And we haven't. It's really, you know, in an NBA that over the last decade, in many ways, has been historically good with a big three down in Miami that everybody expected to win every year and didn't, but made the NBA Finals every year. But a West that was always jam-packed and battled that Miami Heat team over the last 4 years and battled each other hammer and tong. You know, this is, you know, it was an NBA built on depth of talent and parity. And you had a Western Conference that was so deep and competitive, you never knew who was going to get out of that meat grinder. And it was a different team every year. And in the East, you had a great team in Miami that got out of the East every year as the East rebuilt. But it really was an NBA that over the last almost decade had some teams that were always around, but it was a very evenly balanced, high-quality NBA where a myriad of teams, both in the West and to a lesser degree in the East, had a chance to win and win the ultimate prize and make some real noise. This year it's different. But usually when you have a team that's head and shoulders above everybody else, or a dynasty-like team, you usually have one of them. And that's the norm. You have one that's above everybody else. At the very least, you may have one in each conference that's above everybody else. What we're seeing here is historic because we're seeing two teams so far head and shoulders above everybody else that nobody thinks anybody else in the league has a real chance to win a championship. And to see two teams like that so far and shoulders above everybody else, it's such a radical change from what we've seen over the last decade in the NBA. And to see those two teams on the same side of the NBA as far as conference affiliation, to me that's even more amazing. And, you know, that was just my takeaway, because both Golden State and San Antonio, they're bringing it every night in a way that nobody else around the league does. You know, we've talked on this show about the inconsistency and the problems chemistry-wise and everything else in Cleveland with the Cavaliers. We've talked about the issues defensively of the Oklahoma City Thunder, and they have gotten better of late, but their overall body of work for the season is a little wanting on defense. Offensively, they're as good as it gets, but we've also talked about some of their limitations. We've talked about the Clippers, and while they're a great offensive team and their defensive efficiency numbers have improved a lot, I often characterize them as a soft team that lacks quality bench play, and that hurts them come the postseason. So when you look at all these other teams that are behind Golden State and San Antonio, you sit there and you examine them and you see some real and serious flaws. And you just don't see a way that they can realistically compete. And what's happened is already in March, we're almost looking ahead to the Western Conference Finals and the NBA Finals, and we really believe that whoever escapes a Western Conference Finals, that we expect to have San Antonio and Golden State in it, and we would be shocked if it was anybody other than Golden State and San Antonio in the Western Conference Finals. But we look at that in many ways as your NBA championship because we think whoever escapes that Western Conference Finals, and we're confident it'll be one of those two teams, as both of those two teams will be in the Western Conference Finals. We're really of the mindset, most people are, that whoever it is that comes out of the West will kind of roll over the East, and it'll be fait accompli that they win the NBA championship. And I'm kind of in that group too. The only thing I think could slow down one of those two teams out West is having to battle each other so hard in a conference finals, and perhaps maybe whoever comes out of the East, likely Cleveland, maybe has a little bit of an easier trip. But when you look at Cleveland and how inconsistent they are and how lacking their chemistry is, I don't think you can believe that anything's easy for them. And, you know, when you really look out East and you look at the Eastern Conference, now I'm not gutty enough to quite make this assertion yet, but you're starting to get to the point where you could make a case that Toronto is getting so close to Cleveland that by the time the regular season ends and the playoffs roll around, you might be able to make a case that Toronto might end up being the better team. I ultimately don't think it's going to happen that way, and I think it'll be close. And if Toronto perhaps had upgraded their power forward position at the deadline, I could have seen a chance where they might have been able to pick off this Cleveland Cavaliers team that is dealing with issues that we've talked about a lot from a continuity standpoint, from a chemistry standpoint, and everything else. But without upgrading that power forward spot, I'm not all that confident that Toronto is going to have enough to eclipse Cleveland. But they're certainly not going to make it easy. They're playing terrific basketball, and they're breathing right down the Cavaliers' neck for the number one spot in the East. The other team playing terrific ball out East is Boston. And while I believe in the coach and I believe in a lot of these pieces, the lack of star power prevents me from giving Boston a serious chance to emerge out of the East. They have a great bunch of terrific role players. One real good borderline star in Isaiah Thomas, but they need at least one more star player to go with these superior role players and that excellent head coach before I were to believe that they're a true contender out East. So, you know, these are just some takeaways for me from watching last night's jam-packed schedule of NBA games, and it just kind of popped into my head. I said, wow, you know, we're seeing just such a radically different year in the NBA than anything we've seen the last number of years. You know, because we now look at Golden State as this far and away preeminent team within the NBA, but last year, rolling through the regular season and coming into the playoffs, we saw them as one of the very best within the West, but we didn't see them in San Antonio as far and away the best. You know, there wasn't that separation between them and everybody else last year like there is this year. And it's separation of two teams in the same conference like I've never seen before. And it's really, really just remarkable what we're watching. And I look forward to watching it continue. And I look forward to the NBA second season, which is the NBA playoffs, which really is a second season. It's long enough to be a second season. They ramp up the level of intensity. and it's fun every night. But ultimately, man, when they get to those conference finals, and if they're what I expect, Cleveland-Toronto on one side, San Antonio-Golden State on the other, two barn burners. Would the team out west have a distinct advantage come the NBA finals? I believe so, just because of the level of talent and how well they've played throughout this year. But I think those conference finals will be two absolute barn burners that will set you up for what might be a somewhat disappointing NBA finals, but also a chance to look at a historically great team, perhaps, in the NBA finals in the middle of what may be a magical run. On the other side, I'll tell you about the best basketball player in the NBA that nobody talks about. We'll discuss them next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Keep it where it is.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey, welcome to Burger King.
What do you got going on with the 2-for-$5 deal today?
How about Burger King's new extra-long buttery cheeseburger, just $2 for $5? It's two beef patties side-by-side, topped with veggies and a rich buttery sauce on a toasted bun.
Hold up. Oh, that's 2-for-$5?
Yeah, or you can mix and match with other great sandwiches, like our new extra-long fish sandwich, all part of Burger King's $2 for $5 deal.
I gotta get the deal.
Yes, you do, big winner.
The new extra-long buttery cheeseburger, now part of the $2 for $5 deal, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Come on, that's not right.
Continue here with the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray and chime in on the historic level of dominance of the Golden State Warriors and the San Antonio Spurs, you can do that. Anything else NBA, also fair game. And if you're more of a Twitter person, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. And be sure to follow us both, you know, on Twitter at both Span56 and even more importantly, at Sports Byline USA. And take advantage of our two-hour block called the Best of Byline. Two-hour block, 6 Eastern Time, 3 Pacific Time, weekdays. Anything you missed from earlier in the day on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Here's your second chance to check out the best and brightest of that content on Best of Byline. And if you follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA, we'll give you a heads up on what's coming up on Best of Byline. But last segment I mentioned, going out the door. Best player in the NBA nobody talks about. Well, name is Kawhi Leonard. And really, when they talk about the great players in the game, nobody talks about him. They talk about Kevin Durant. They talk about LeBron James. They talk about Russell Westbrook. They talk about Blake Griffin. And rightfully so, to talk about all of these guys. Kyrie Irving. And the list goes on and on. James Harden. Klay Thompson. Draymond Green. And rightfully so, when you're talking about some of the game's best players, John Wall. I mean, I go on all day and put together a list of the game's best players. The guy that never gets mentioned on the list? Kawhi Leonard. Maybe it's because he mixes in so well in the team effort in San Antonio. Maybe it's because there's a quiet calm about him. Maybe it's because he plays in San Antonio. I don't know why. Maybe it's because he didn't burst on the scene as an immediate star and kind of grew into a role as the older stars in San Antonio kind of ceded their roles to Kawhi Leonard, and he eventually grew into being the star on that team. But now you look, there is no doubt who the star and leader of that team is as far as production, and there's no doubt that he is one of the very best. I'm willing to say one of the five best players in all the NBA. I'm going to break it down for you in a way that I'm confident will make you come around to my way of thinking. Averages 33 minutes a night. So he's playing a lot of minutes, and Pop is smart enough, knowing the grind of the 82-game regular season and then having that long and tremendous second season known as the NBA playoffs, that while you need to play Kawhi Leonard to have the success that they're having in the regular season, you want to stay away from averaging 36, 37 minutes a night like so many of the super elite superstars do. So his minutes are managed a little bit, 33 minutes. But his efficiency on the offensive end is almost unmatched for a player that produces at this level. As an example, I mean, I love James Harden as an offensive force, and he's a terrific player. But he's a volume player, as are a lot of the guys that I've named. And I didn't even mention Steph Curry when I talked about some of the league's best players, the eventual NBA MVP. But Kawhi Leonard has to be on this list. And one of the big things I'll point to is efficiency. So many of the very best and star players around the league are volume scorers. Not all of them. Durant's very efficient. Steph is incredibly efficient. But a lot of your best scorers, and a guy like James Harden, truly a volume scorer. You look at the shooting percentage numbers and some of the other things, he's not an extremely efficient offensive player. But he can fill it up. He's a volume scorer. He's not afraid to take the big shot. Kawhi Leonard, you got a guy not afraid to take the big shot, the leading scorer on a team. But what separates him from so many stars of the day is his efficiency on the offensive end. In his 33 minutes a night, 51% from the field, 48% from three-point range, 88% from the free throw line. That's otherworldly efficiency on the NBA level. 20.5 points a night, 20.6 points a night to be exact, 6.7 rebounds. That's amazing stuff offensively alone. 2.5 assists a night. that's those numbers alone, remarkable. They don't really begin to tell the whole story in that, you know, here's a guy who had to take the mantle of being the star from Tim Duncan. I know in San Antonio they make it as easy as possible, but that's still no easy task. That said, I think that's another thing that weighs in favor of Kawhi Leonard as the best player in the NBA nobody talks about and showing you how good he really is. You've got incredible efficiency on the offensive end. The fact that he's the guy not afraid to take last shot, big shot, all of those things. Took the mantle of leadership on the floor from Tim Duncan as it relates to being the go-to guy down the stretch. And here's something everybody forgets. The best perimeter defender in the NBA. This guy can lock anybody up on the defensive end. And that's something he does not get enough credit for. Great perimeter defender, first team All-NBA defensive player. And that level of efficiency and yet explosiveness and leadership on the offensive end. There aren't very many players in the league better than Kawhi Leonard. Because what's great about having a guy like Kawhi Leonard, he can be your offensive leader and can be explosive. But it's not the only way he can help you. And he doesn't have to be in order to be a great player. So you never have to worry about getting too many offensive weapons to complement him in San Antonio in that you're going to run out of basketballs. You don't have that problem. He doesn't need to have a certain amount of shots and a certain amount of touches. So many of your great stars, it's always that battle of, we got to get them enough touches. They got to have touches. They always need the ball in their hand. They got to get a lot of shots. And, you know, we see the chemistry issues in Cleveland with their big three as a result. We didn't see chemistry issues with the big three in Miami because of the deferential nature of Chris Bosh. He was criticized for it, but it was his deferential nature and doing those other things that made it work so well in Miami. Well, it's that very same, it's not a deferential nature from Kawhi because he's had to step up and do more, but it's an ability to do so many other things beyond scoring the basketball that it's easy to surround him with great talent that needs the ball in their hands more. Because if you need him to step up and be the lead dog scorer, he can do it, and he can do it on an incredibly efficient level. If you need him, if you have the ability to have him step back and be the second or third scorer, he's shown that he can do that and not rail about the need for shots and still be an all-star, superstar player with the other things that he can do, be it great perimeter defense, rebounding, you know, taking, you know, efficient three, stretching the floor, all those other things. That's the measure, and that total package is what makes Kawhi Leonard so great. And in my mind, clearly one of the 10 best players in the NBA and rising. And also to me, a guy who, if you're, you know, in today's NBA where they're always putting together a big two or a big three, it's going to be so much easier for San Antonio moving along if they want to bring in more firepower with a guy like Kawhi Leonard in San Antonio, because he doesn't need to take 20, 30, he doesn't need to take 20 plus shots a night to be satisfied. And winning is what satisfies him. And I'm not saying in Cleveland there are guys satisfied by, motivated by something other than winning, and winning is not what satisfies them. Let me make that clear. That's not what I'm saying. But the truth of the matter is, very, very often, what we're starting to see is chemistry issues with some of these big three types, and that everybody needs to get their touches. We see it a lot in Cleveland. We talk about it a lot. You can very easily, as you move out pieces and new pieces come in and free agency and salary cap going up and everything else, you can bring a lot of additional talent offensively to San Antonio to complement Kawhi Leonard because he's not afraid to step into a deferential role offensively for the good of the team. And he has the abilities to do so many other things, much in the same way Chris Bosh did in Miami. He wasn't appreciated for it and was miscast as a center instead of a power forward. But the fact that he ended up stretching his offensive game to the three-point line and helped space the floor for LeBron, did all the dirty work, and was the guy who cut back his number of shots. He was instrumental in that success in Miami, going to four NBA finals in 4 years and winning two NBA championships. And Kawhi Leonard is that same brand of player, but actually just a far better and more complete offensive player and an even better defender. So he can go anywhere from being Batman to Robin to Batgirl or anything else. He's that good and that versatile of a player. And no matter what role you cast him in, he will be a tremendous asset to your team. When Greg Popovich said a couple of years ago that before too long the San Antonio Spurs would be Kawhi Leonard's team, boy, was he right. You still have Parker there, and you still have Ginobili there, and they're still valued pieces. But at the end of the day, this is Kawhi, and you have LaMarcus Aldridge there now. But at the end of the day, this is Kawhi Leonard's team. Greg Popovich was right. It's going to be his team. It is his team at just 24 years old with five in his fifth year in the league. It's going to be his team in San Antonio for a very, very long time because he is that damn good. And there's really not much more I can say. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around hour one of this Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack and kind of start getting you ready for a big hour two. I'm Joe Spano. You're checking me out on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll wrap it up for hour one right after this very short timeout.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance.
800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
It's a crisis that strikes at the heart of the middle class.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
We get ready to wrap up Hour 1 here on the Spano and Black Attack. Big NBA-focused hour it was. Whole lot of fun, and we debated on Golden State Warriors, San Antonio Spurs. Talked about how historically good they are and how everybody is several steps behind them. And you can weigh in throughout hour number two on that at 800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or tweet us at Span56 or at SportsBylineUSA. We also talked about Kawhi Leonard. Best player in the NBA, nobody talks about it. If you could think of another one, if you could think of a better player than him that plays in such anonymity as Kawhi Leonard, again, chime in 800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or again on Twitter at Span56 or at SportsBylineUSA. In hour two, and I'll set the table in more detail on the other side, but in hour two, we're going to jump off of the NBA hardwood and we'll jump onto the NFL gridiron as teams are getting ready for free agency, and we'll talk about some of the movement and maneuvering that some teams have done in an effort to clear some cap space or restructure their roster. We'll get into the continuing Peyton Manning saga with Dr. Jamie Norwright from his days at the University of Tennessee. We'll have a special guest and more here on the Spano and Black Attack. But we're going to step aside for the news right now on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and then I'll be back at you with Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
Granting immunity means that they'll now question this individual and get all the facts of what he did, and in particular, what Secretary Clinton told him, what her close associates told him, what they knew and what they instructed.
Ted Cruz is reacting to the news that immunity has been given to an ex-staffer of Hillary Clinton who set up her private email server. Cruz told Fox News the Kelly file, "This is ominous news for Clinton and the Democrats." The Washington Post reports the FBI has gained the cooperation of Brian Pagliano, who worked on Clinton's 2008 presidential campaign and set up the server in her home in 2009. Tonight's Republican presidential debate will feature just four candidates. Donald Trump, still the front runner after his resounding victory on Super Tuesday. He'll be joined by Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and John Kasich. Dr. Ben Carson says he's sitting this one out, but hasn't said anything official about ending his race for the White House. Today might be the perfect opportunity to curl up with a good piece of literature. It's World Book Day, designated by UNESCO as a celebration of reading. You're listening to USA Radio News.
GEICO applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because GEICO has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. GEICO will insure that entire RV, so you can get the s'more-making, poison-ivy-dodging, same-song-singing, ghost-storytelling, campfire-building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples, make more happen.
The mayor of a Miami-Dade County, Florida municipality is pleading with professional golf to keep a major golfing tournament in his city at a course owned by Donald Trump.
We always being inclusive, and we're going to keep being inclusive. And that's why we think the PGA Tour should stay.
Mayor Luigi Borges said yesterday that he welcomes the PGA to renew their contract to continue playing the WGC Cadillac Championship at the Trump International Doral, Miami. The PGA has said in recent months that it was reconsidering its business relationship with Donald Trump after repeated controversial statements. City Councilman Pete Cabrera says there's no reason the PGA Tour should be looking to leave.
I believe it's a very sad situation because I believe that sports is one of those areas that has never crossed the line into politics that we see with the Olympics. There's countries that are enemies and they play together in the Olympics.
The 2015 Cadillac Champion winner Dustin Johnson says he likes the influence Donald Trump has on this tournament.
It's a great event. I think he does a great job here, so I don't really get into politics. So,
this year's tournament begins today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like Rocket Mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 33.
Marco Rubio says his poor showing on Super Tuesday doesn't worry him because his campaign has other plans.
Our campaign is built out over a broader calendar, so we're excited about the fact we got, it looks like, over 100 delegates when it's all said and done. We moved now to the other states. We feel like we're going to do well there, and we're excited about Florida on the 15th of March.
Rubio sat down for an interview on Fox News' The Kelly File, where he pointed out that Ted Cruz's campaign has been based on closing out Super Tuesday. Rubio is looking forward to campaigning in his home state and is confident he'll win there.
Now, look, March 15th will be the beginning of a change here. You're going to have states like Florida and Ohio awarding all of their delegates. If I win Florida on March 15th, as I intend to do, we're going to be having a very different interview and a very different conversation.
He's not convinced Donald Trump will be able to seal the deal and win this nomination since the majority of Republican voters are against him. He says voters are rallying against the front runner because they see how much damage he'll do to the conservative movement.
What's at stake here is what kind of country my kids are going to inherit. And I do not want them to inherit a country where someone like Donald Trump is the president of the United States with his dangerous views on foreign policy.
Meanwhile, Marco Rubio is getting a big endorsement in his home state of Florida. An editorial in the Miami Herald Wednesday said Rubio is the best candidate to unite the GOP and urged Florida Republicans to vote for the senator in the upcoming primary on March 15th. The editorial called Rubio the best remaining candidate and claimed he had a practical chance to win the nomination. On Super Tuesday, Rubio won in only one state and failed to win delegates in several other states. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
That will happen soon enough. Good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. Again, if you prefer Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. You know, there are a myriad of ways to check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the great programming on Sports Byline. Be it your favorite terrestrial radio affiliate, your favorite internet radio affiliate. But let's talk about devices. Radio today is all about being on the go. And if you got great devices like the tablets and the smartphones and everything else, there's a number of ways that you could take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you. And it starts with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. We've got a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And we also have on our homepage a wealth of archived interviews that are separated by genre. So you can check out something from your favorite sport or form of entertainment on sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio, great app. Talk about something easy to download to any type of device you can think of, be it Android, be it Apple, be it PC, or even just go to iHeartRadio.com. A wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. TuneIn Radio, very much the same thing. Again, app versatility. You can download it to any of your devices. A wealth of on-demand content, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And let us never forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other programming on Sports Byline each and every day. On the other side, we'll set the table for a big hour, too, and start knocking things down here on this Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more lots to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Hey, turn that off. Will you turn that thing off?
What's eating you now?
Yeah, what's eating you? That music, it stinks.
Oh, you don't like it, huh?
No, turn it off.
Now, wait a minute, pal. That was my nickel, see? This is a free country. And I play whatever I wanted.
Sure, and if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. And you can leave here anytime you want it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. Again, if you prefer Twitter, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. Big hour two. NFL will be the focus of hour two as free agency less than a week away, the signing period, as it were. And you're seeing teams around the league try and restructure contracts, try and gain as much cap space as they can, as so many teams around the league have so much, and there's a handful of teams that have almost none, and they're trying to put themselves in a position where they have enough cap space to not only sign their draft picks, but also make some moves in free agency to fortify their team. So we'll talk about that as we move along in the hour, some of the movement that's been made and some of the things that are being done by teams to help their direction and set their roster going forward. We'll also get into the next chapter or the latest chapter in the Peyton Manning saga with Dr. Jamie Norwright from his days at the University of Tennessee. And I saw a great and balanced piece in Monday Morning Quarterback by Robert Klemko. And I think this will illustrate a lot of what we've talked about a lot, you know, recently on here as it relates to Peyton Manning and Dr. Norwright. We'll get into that as we move along in the hour. And in the middle of it all, we're going to talk to Ken Block, Gymkhana 8, the ultimate exotic playground, Dubai. The video's out. It's reviewed. We'll talk to him about it, and we'll talk to him about the coolest Ford Fiesta out there, and that's at 25 after the hour. But let's dive into it, and let's start with the Ravens and very smartly extending Joe Flacco's contract. And it was one of those extensions that's going to make all sides happy. The Ravens get some much-needed cap relief. And in turn, Joe Flacco maintains his position as one of the NFL's highest paid quarterbacks. He's now in a position to finish his career as a Baltimore Raven. And now the Ravens have around $8.5 million in cap space, which is not good, but it's significantly better than where they were before the extension of Flacco created nearly $6 million in cap space. You know, Flacco's cap hit before the extension was just an impossible to deal with $28-plus million. They did actually manage to get it down to $22 million, which is still a huge hit. But quite a bit of space has been freed up, and while the Ravens, with only $8.5 million, will not be major players in free agency, and I think that's obvious, but they're actually now able to draft their team, make some minor moves. If they can extend and work on a couple of more contracts, they may be able to gain a little bit more room. But a team that lost its starting quarterback last year and just suffered from a lost year where they lost so many games by one score, maybe if they can get a little more health and add a couple of more pieces, it might be the difference between success and failure in Baltimore. So a smart and no-brainer move by Baltimore. You know, a smart one for all involved. Flacco maintains his standing as one of the highest-paid quarterbacks, which I'm sure was important to him. Also in a position to finish his career in Baltimore. And the Ravens get that cap relief. How much help it'll be remains to be seen, as it's not a whole heck of a lot, but it is something they needed to do. And I think Ozzie Newsome will have designs on trying to find some more cap space as well going forward, so that way they can play a little bit more in free agency. The other move that we saw come out, Falcons cut Roddy White. Now, this one's not a huge cap saver, and the Falcons have a lot of cap room. But the big reason for this move was production motivated. Roddy White's no longer a productive receiver. Terrific career. Terrific player over the course of his career. Terrific human being by all accounts. Terrific teammate. But the realities are, none of these Atlanta Falcons receivers, outside of Julio Jones, was at all productive. And with Julio Jones commanding all those double teams, none of these other receivers on this Falcons roster could consistently win their one-on-one matchup. So you're on the wrong side of 30. You're no longer productive. It becomes time to reshape the receiver core outside of Julio Jones. You've got money available in free agency. You've got draft picks. You absolutely positively have to go out and reshape this wide receiver core. Because Julio Jones is at the top of his game. And he's truly one of the game's very, very best receivers. However, he had no help last year. And Roddy White, who for years was the number one receiver in Atlanta, clearly moved down to the number two over the last few years as Julio Jones emerged. But this past season, when I say not productive, I mean not productive. I mean, you just look at these numbers with somebody as productive as Julio Jones next to you. You know, you look at Julio Jones catching 136 passes for 1,800 yards and 8 touchdowns. And then you get to Roddy White, who actually played in all 16 games. You know, it's not as though it was an injury-riddled season. 16 games, 43 catches for 506 yards and 1 touchdown. That's just not going to get it done as your number two receiver. Not when Julio Jones has got 1,800 yards in receptions. And Roddy White's got to win more. It hurt Matt Ryan this year. It hurt the production of this offense after they got off to a big start. And what's going to happen going forward is the Atlanta Falcons are going to completely reshape this receiver core. Jacob Tammy will probably be back to play tight end, but they're going to strip this thing down amongst the wide receivers, and they're going to build it up all over again. Because one thing they do not have outside of Julio Jones is a wide receiver that can win a one-on-one matchup. And it means Julio Jones is going to see double and triple coverage, and eventually teams are going to be successful in taking him out of games. And you saw what it did to Matt Ryan this year. Completion percentage down a little bit, down to 66%. Yardage fine, 4,591 yards. 16 interceptions and 30 sacks. That was the big problem. And a lot of those interceptions came at key times. And this was after this Atlanta Falcons team got off to that big start. It just fell apart for them on both sides of the ball, in particular on offense. And the big problem was the inefficiency of Matt Ryan. And a lot of it was caused by the fact that outside of Julio Jones and to some degree Jacob Tammy, nobody could get open. On the other side, Ken Block, Gymkhana 8. We'll talk about it with him next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Be sure to keep it where it is.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
continue here with Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, that's 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. Again, if you prefer Twitter, like to do most of your talking in 140 characters or less, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. We're waiting on Ken Block, and as soon as he jumps on board with us, we'll spend a couple of minutes with him talking about Gymkhana 8, the ultimate exotic playground in Dubai. Do we have him, Robert? We do not. Oh, we do have him. Okay, we do have him. Joining us right now is Ken Block and Gymkhana 8 debuts. Ken, good morning. Welcome to Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. It's really great to have you aboard.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
It's our pleasure, man. This is without a doubt, and those that have seen the other Gymkhana videos know it, but this is without a doubt the coolest Ford Fiesta, which if anybody's ever seen a regular Ford Fiesta, they know it's an Econo car. Well, this is no Econo car. This Ford Fiesta is as cool as it gets, man. Talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, well, this car starts off as a, you know, a production Ford Fiesta, but then it's modified to have about 650 horsepower from a, you know, a nice little turbocharged four-cylinder engine, and we have an all-wheel drive system in there, and the car's widened to get, you know, better handling out of it, and, you know, and then we have all the fun safety equipment like roll cage and Recaro seats and fire suppression systems. So it's quite a very unique Ford Fiesta, that's for sure.
Oh, it is without a doubt, man. And you know what I found so cool about this car? Now, I've had all kinds of cars. I like to go fast, which is why I now drive cars that don't go that fast. Okay, well, that's a story for another day. But this car's tricked out. It goes fast, but it doesn't only go fast on pavement. It handles sand and dirt. And it was just a remarkable piece of machinery, and the video and the different conditions that you tackled were so cool. And, you know, just talk about using Dubai and its unique terrain as just a very unique playground.
Yeah, well, when we scripted out this particular video, I really wanted to kind of encapsulate, you know, everything that Dubai was about. So being able to start, you know, in the sand, because it is a desert, was a really cool idea to me. And the sand, actually, there's parts, you know, of the roads out there that actually get covered back up by the sand, you know, from the weather and the wind and that sort of thing. So I wanted to represent that somehow. So we played a bit with some roads there in the desert where the sand was kind of trying to take back the terrain over the road. So, yeah, the car handled that exceptionally well. Then we went into town and had all sorts of different surfaces from marble to rough cobblestone and then to just beautiful tarmac. So they have lots of very nice tarmac there because the city's really quite new. So I, you know, really had a great time there actually, you know, developing that script and really showing the different elements of Dubai and especially kind of the different surfaces that come from, you know, being a desert, you know, city along with, you know, having everything all the way down, even right next to the ocean.
You know, and let's talk a little bit about the cooperation from Dubai and how they closed main roads and highways for you so you could do this, how they got their police forces exotic car division involved. Talk about some of that cool stuff and the cooperation that you did receive from Dubai.
Yeah, well, I'm very lucky. I've made these videos now for 8 years. This is the eighth one. And, you know, I've been able to work with great places like San Francisco and L.A. To shut down, you know, various parts of the city to be able to film these pieces. And Dubai was by far, you know, one of the most welcoming places that I've ever done this. That, you know, for them to be able to shut down, you know, one of the biggest arteries of the entire place, a thing called the Sheikh Zayed Road, which is basically like R5 freeway, if you're familiar with L.A. So it just, you know, it's amazing for me to have these places, you know, open their arms and say, yes, come play in our city and do it with some of our best toys. You know, like you said, the Dubai Police Force has a set of exotic cars, so we were able to use them throughout the video use those for even an obstacle. So it was really cool. It's an amazing position I put myself in somehow, that I get to race these cars at the highest level by racing in the FIA World Rallycross in Europe. And not only do I get to do that, but I get to go out and do these fun marketing projects like these Gymkhana videos. So I really am one of the luckiest race car drivers in the world.
That's the voice of Ken Block joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. And you mentioned, and that was where I was going next, World Rallycross Championships for 2016. Talk about the car you're going to have. Talk about the competition. Talk about what we can expect to see from Hootagan Racing.
Yeah, well, this year I've partnered with Ford again. I've been with them for 6 or 7 years now, and it's been a great relationship as a sponsor. And for the next 5 years, they've stepped up to be a factory partner with my team. And what that means is that they're helping me develop the race cars that I race. In the past, I was just basically using Ford-developed race cars that they had for other projects. But now they're actually helping me with all the technical know-how that they have on their Ford performance side to develop the best race cars possible for me to go try and win races and win championships. So that's a huge deal for me. So we've developed a Ford Focus RS for the Rallycross season this year, and I've moved over from the Global Rallycross Championship, which is mostly here in the States, to the bigger championship in Europe, which is called the FIA World Rallycross Championship. So I'll be racing the best rallycross drivers in the world, be racing for a world title, and it's just a huge deal. I'm racing some of the biggest names in the world of motorsport, including Petter Solberg and Sebastian Loeb. So it's an amazing opportunity. It's going to be the biggest year of my career. I've already had an amazing career, but now with this new Ford partnership and racing in World Rallycross, it's going to be the biggest year of my career.
You know, Ken, one of the things I've noticed with Rallycross, whether it be here in the States or abroad, it's the use of cars that we in this country see sold and on our streets as, economy-type cars, great gas mileage, smaller engines, and, they're value-driven cars. Why are those cars such great skeletons for rallycross vehicles, whether it be, like you said, the Fords that you use, the Subarus that are used, the Mitsubishis that are often used? Talk about why those cars are such good skeletons for rallycross vehicles.
Man, that is a good question. I like that question. One of the main things that I actually really like about rally and rallycross is the fact that we're using production cars that are modified then to go race on, the roads or a rallycross track. And that's quite different than what you see with Formula One or NASCAR, that sort of thing, where you're talking really, really specifically built chassis or vehicles to go do these things. It's not really based very much off a production car. But our cars start their lives as production cars and then are modified for us to go do this racing. And in a vehicle like the Fiesta, although it's, an economy car, it's the size of it is just ideal for what we do. And same with the Focus. They're just these smaller, very nimble cars that are made to be fun to drive. Even though they're economical cars, they're still quite fun to drive. So when we start with that as a basis, it's great to then take that and modify it and make it into these race cars. So for me, it's great because I'm in a vehicle that, like, a consumer can go down the street and buy something very similar. But for us, it's really making something out of one of those cars that already starts as a very fun little car, but then we modify it to really work exceptionally well in the situations that we use it.
See, when you have somebody that likes fast toys, these are the kind of cool questions that you get. I literally have about a minute left. What else is on the horizon beyond this year's Rallycross for Ken Block and Hootagan Racing and Hootagan Industries and everything else that is Ken Block?
Well, for me, it's just, like I said, it's a huge opportunity to be, racing in World Rallycross and partnered with Ford. I have this team that's the Hootagan Racing Division that we now I have a second driver that is racing with me in World Rallycross. So we're racing not only for an individual driver title, but we're also racing for the manufacturer title. So it's really, you know, the whole situation is kind of new for me to not only be, you know, out there racing myself, but be working hard with Ford and with a second driver to be trying to accomplish even more. So I'm really stoked. Ford's been a great partner, you know, with my Hoonigan team, and even the Hoonigan brand is expanding to do more and more media type stuff, along with, you know, expanding with the apparel. So I'm like I said, I'm a very lucky race car driver at this point. I've had one of the best careers I could possibly imagine, and it continues to get better and better. And hopefully I'll come away with a world title in the next year or two.
We sure hope so. Ken, truly a pleasure. You're welcome back on the Spano and Black Attack anytime. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we will talk to you down the line.
Thanks for having me on.
You got it. My pleasure now. That was Ken Block, Hoonigan Racing. Got to go to YouTube and check out Gymkhana 8. It is an awesome video. On the other side, we'll talk about three sides to every story. Your side, my side, and the truth. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists. All free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey, welcome to Burger King.
What do you got going on with the 2-for-$5 deal today?
How about Burger King's new extra-long buttery cheeseburger, just $2 for $5? It's two beef patties side-by-side, topped with veggies and a rich buttery sauce on a toasted bun.
Hold up. Oh, that's 2-for-$5?
Yeah, or you can mix and match with other great sandwiches, like our new extra-long fish sandwich, all part of Burger King's $2 for $5 deal.
I gotta get the deal.
Yes, you do, big winner.
The new extra-long buttery cheeseburger, now part of the $2 for $5 deal, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Two jacks, 1-8, 1-king, 1-6. Two aces, 1-10, 1-9, 1-5.
1-5.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
continues here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. Thanks to Ken Block for joining us. Had a lot of fun with that interview. And if you love that interview, that's just one example of the over 12,000 interviews that's now in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network library. And it's a library that keeps growing. But in order to grow it, protect it, build upon it, and digitize it, we need your help. And because of that, we've launched a GoFundMe campaign. Go to sportsbyline.com/funding and watch the video from the Jefe, Ron Barr, and he's going to tell you why this campaign is so important. If you're a loyal listener of this network and you love the unique things that we do, donate what you can when you can. And in appreciation for your donation, we'll provide you with a special link to a commemorative collection of Sports Byline interviews. So tell your friends about our GoFundMe campaign. Visit the site, sportsbyline.com/funding. Watch the video and have a role in preserving and growing this 12,000-plus interview library that is an absolute treasure. We thank you for your support, and we hope to continue to build and do great things here for you on Sports Byline. Got a little breaking news before we get to Three Sides to Every Story. We have some breaking news. It literally just came across the wire under a minute ago. Charles Johnson, sackmaster extraordinaire for the Carolina Panthers, comes off a very disappointing 2015 campaign, derailed by hamstring injuries, and, you know, basically spent half the season on the sidelines dealing with that hamstring injury. Had one sack, just 12 tackles. At 29, he was rumored to be a guy that was a candidate to accept a pay cut, restructuring, or perhaps be released. It looks like the Carolina Panthers have gone in the direction of releasing Charles Johnson. So there's another pass rusher on the market. Again, it doesn't fundamentally change much in that a lot of money to throw around, not a ton of guys to throw it at, but here comes another recently productive pass rusher, down year beset by injuries, a team that's trying to get itself ready for free agency, understanding that you can't keep everybody. And that's the nature of the beast and the sad realities. And sometimes you have to make some tough decisions and realize that in this sport, because of the salary cap, you know, in football, because of the salary cap and the way things are structured, you're going to have to move on from guys sometimes. That's one of the cases here. Now, some of these teams in need of pass rushers, who have cap room to spare, they'll benefit by perhaps being able to go shopping in the Charles Johnson aisle. I don't know what kind of dollars he'll command coming off the down year, but he's on the right side of 30. He's racked up 63.5 sacks in his career. I have to figure with the lack of viable pass rush options out there and the wealth of teams with the volume of teams with so much cap room, that Charles Johnson is going to get considerable money to go ply his trade somewhere. And that said, you can see that Carolina, like so many of these teams, as we get closer to the start of the free agency signing period, understand the fact that you're going to have to make tough decisions and move on from guys. The one team that doesn't seem to understand this is the Miami Dolphins, who now have close to 40% of their total salary cap space allocated to their defensive line. When you add the quarterback and a couple other contracts, they're doomed. And putting the transition tag on Olivier Vernon makes no sense. Because if you do get to keep him, now you got to pay him, and you can't fill out your roster with productive guys. If somebody comes and decides they want him, and they sign him to an offer sheet, Well, they're going to put poison pills in there that with your limited cap space is not going to allow you to keep Vernon. But since you signed him to the transition tag for the sake of saving a couple of million bucks, Olivier Vernon will now walk for nothing. So you didn't really accomplish anything but tying up some cap space and rendering you a non-player in free agency as you have to fill out your roster. And it clearly shows the lack of understanding of the process. While you see all these other teams around the league jockeying for position and having a clear understanding that while it would be great to keep everybody and have an embarrassment of riches in places, the salary cap and its limitations dictate that sometimes you have to move on from guys. And by the way, if you're Miami and you're deciding not to move on from a guy, or you don't want to move on from a guy, put yourself in a position where it's either going to cost somebody too much to grab them so you can keep them, or if they do take them, you actually get compensation for them. You know, transition tagging Olivier Vernon does nothing. All somebody has to do is come with money. So I don't really know what you're doing there in Miami. Transition tag them by any time. In essence, the guy's out in the open market. And you've got a non-cap friendly deal. You better start working on a long-term deal, and you better get it done before free agency hits on March 9th. And people start negotiating because he'll get an offer sheet fast. There are not a lot of pass rushers out there. But now we've just added another in Charles Johnson. And I'm confident, like Mario Williams, he'll get paid very well in this market. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free number to hang out with me here on The Attack. Again, if you like to do your talking in 140 characters or less, do so. At Span56, at Sports Byline USA. Last segment I mentioned going out the door. Three sides to every story. Your side, my side, and the truth. Well, that's the realities of the situation as it relates to Peyton Manning and Dr. Jamie Norwright. And it's what I told you from day one. Peyton Manning is not an angel. He's not Mother Teresa, but he's not the devil incarnate either. Dr. Jamie Norwright is neither helpless victim nor sexual pariah who got what she deserved. Somehow I have the feeling that what actually happened is somewhere in between the two. And that's what I think everybody has to realize. And let's give some credit for finally on this story some great and balanced reporting from Robert Klemko of the Monday Morning Quarterback. Incredible investigative reporting work on something that is well over 20 years old. Incredible work. Getting two people that saw this, getting information, trying to flesh out more information. And basically, unlike everybody else that has written articles recently about this story, where they tried to script a narrative that they wanted, as it were, all Robert Klemko did was print all sides of the story and compile as much information as he could, lay it out there factually accurate as he knows it, and leave it for you to decide what the truth is. A very well-researched article, a very well-crafted article, an article that comes with a lot of journalistic integrity. Just incredible work by Robert Klemko of the Monday Morning Quarterback. And it really portrays how great good journalism can be. It really spotlights when proper principles of journalism are used by good journalists and hard work and proper research and fact-checking and all those other things are done by journalists, you can get a balanced and accurate portrayal of perhaps what transpired. And I think the long and short of this, read the entire article. Go to the Monday Morning Quarterback. Go to Robert Klemko's article on the Peyton Manning, Dr. Jamie Norwright saga. Read the entire article, and you can draw some conclusions for yourself. Here's the conclusions I've drawn. Number one, there are three sides to this story, as I've said all along. Peyton's side, Dr. Norwright's side, and the truth, which lies somewhere in the middle. Neither party is wearing a halo or wearing devil's horns. Both parties in this lie somewhere in between. That's two. Three, we as the media have a responsibility to accurately portray facts as we know them and present a balanced ticket. Not do hatchet jobs and present them as fact. The media has to stop writing this narrative that they want to be the truth and make that the absolute truth and just try writing the truth. Sometimes the truth is good enough. What do they say? The truth is stranger than fiction? A lot of times the truth is actually better than fiction as well. So try that. Kudos to Peter King, who runs the Monday Morning Quarterback. Kudos to Robert Klemko of Monday Morning Quarterback. Kudos to everybody that works at the Monday Morning Quarterback for finally presenting a balanced ticket on the Peyton Manning, Dr. Jamie Norwright saga. And let's be fair, let's not paint her as a pariah either. She's been down that road before, and that's not just and right. And let's not paint Peyton again as an angel and go, see, he wasn't this monster. There's a lot of gray here. Again, three sides to every story. Your side, my side, and the truth. Peyton's no angel here. Dr. Jamie Norwright's no devil. Dr. Jamie Norwright's no devil. And Peyton's no angel. They both lie somewhere in between. And I implore you to read the story. Go on there, and you'll be in a position to draw your own conclusions. And I think they'll perhaps be a lot different than the conclusions you initially drew when you first read a lot of the accounts of what happened. We'll tie a bow around it here for a Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits.
and you are now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, another great edition of the Spano and Black Attack is in the books. It was another outstanding two-hour extravaganza filled with scintillating sports talk, interviews with the best and brightest in the world of sports. It really just had it all. And again, if you missed any of it and want to check it out, take advantage of following us at Sports Byline USA on Twitter, because you can listen to Best of Byline, that two-hour block of the best of the programming from earlier in the day, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific Time, right here weekdays on Sports Byline. And you can catch up with anything you missed. If you follow us on Twitter, at Sports Byline USA, we'll let you know exactly what's coming up on Best of Byline. Or take advantage of all the digital platforms that we're on. All the archived content on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher.com, or go to our award-winning homepage, sportsbyline.com. And the best of our interviews are up there. And they're separated by genre. Whether it be your favorite sport or form of entertainment, you can catch them all. So there's really no excuse to miss any part of your favorite programs here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We give you so many opportunities to catch up on your schedule and listen to what you want to listen to. So take advantage of it. All right, we're out of here. Special thanks to my producer, Robert, the entire staff at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, who I couldn't do it without. Until we meet again, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.